KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on a Tuesday morning. It is Election Day today. Make sure you get out and vote. A lot of important issues on some local ballots, including one for just about our entire listening area, the IOSCO-RESA CTE millage proposal. And Superintendent Dana McGrew joining us. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you, my friend?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You've probably been a busy guy over the last couple of months out and about, educating people on what's going to be a big millage on the ballot today.
Yes. I'm looking forward to the results of tonight's vote. Hopefully it goes well. You know, looking at adding a couple programs and helping our local districts by paying for the existing programs that we have right now.
That's right. This is the Career and Technical Education Millage. So tell us a little bit about what this millage is going to bring to the table, Dana.
Okay. What it'll do is it'll pay for the programs that we have in-house right now, the automotive, the power mechanics, the health science, and the culinary arts program that we have. And it will add two new programs, the building trades program and the Teacher Preparation Academy. Both of those programs are to help areas in which our area needs people. The building trades, I think a lot of people understand that.
Sure.
Because of the fact that people are hurting for anybody to do any kind of construction work at this point in time.
Boy, no doubt about that, and I know you guys do a great job with that program. We were out there for the open house a little while ago and got a chance to catch up with all the instructors out there. Here's a chance for the citizens out there to help out. Now, also from what I understand, it'll cover tuition costs that the school districts are currently paying. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Well, right now the school districts are paying $2,825 per kid that they sent out to the programs. If this millage passes, they will no longer have that tuition cost.
All right. So there you go. Nice option. Now, let's say, you know, for sake of argument, it does not pass. What are we going to see then at the tech center?
Well, we won't be adding the two programs, obviously, the Building Trades and Teacher Prep Academy, and we'll continue to do the best we can with the programs we have. But since the last time we brought this to ballot, we've lost a couple of programs due to lack of funding.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be difficult to keep the programs we have in place right now.
Makes sense. And, we're looking at, a millage proposal that doesn't sound like it's going to cost the average homeowner a lot of money if it does pass today.
No, if you own a $100,000 home, it's a little less than 9 cents a day, or $32.50 per year. So that's on a $100,000 home.
And of course, as you have been telling us, that would go a long way towards advancing programs for the IRESA Tech Center there.
Yes, it would. It'd do wonderful things for the kids in our area for years to come.
Now, Dana, we always love, to have voters who go out and are, well-read on this. Can they go to, your website and learn more about everything that this is going to bring to the table?
Yep. All of our information is on our website, IOSCO-RESA.net, and they can go there on the front page. They'll find information regarding the different programs, as well as the possible new programs added and the cost as well.
That's right. And for everybody listening in, remember that the money you guys generate, if this millage passes, will stay right there with the district. This doesn't go anywhere else. So you really are staying local with a vote of yes, right?
Yes, sir. This millage does stay local. And the other thing it is, it's specifically toward these career and technical education programs. It doesn't go toward anything else.
You bet. So learn more at their website. And again, if you need more information about anything that's happening, you can check out our website too. Dana McGrew, he is the superintendent for the IRESA Tech Center. Dana, it's been a pleasure, and I know you're going to keep your fingers crossed all day today. And just relax and enjoy the day today, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.